They can tell the Tornado of Baltimore. They can come and see that. Any one of us to go?
I like to stand.
Huh?
I like standing. Thank you.
We were discussing about the role of our devotion and love. The goal of our life. I was telling that, all shastras are telling that our goal should be fixed first. Where to go? What is our aim and object? And then we can make decision about our way. In what way we can do this? I have told something about this. So, we should know something about this, from Chaitanya Chaitanya, how he is telling about our goal. Yes, you should know also this thing, that what is really bhakti. There are so many things nowadays going on the name of bhakti. Pure bhakti. But that is not pure bhakti. They are told in Bhakti Swami Srimi. That annabhilashita sunyam jnan karmat jnanabhitam anukullena krishna anushinanam bhakti ruttam. You should come here. Give that place. What is the meaning of this slope? You should speak. Translation.
So, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, being inspired by the mercy of Satyanandana Gaurahari, he has composed the most super excellent definition of bhakti. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana kama dhyanabhritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. What is bhakti? Uttama bhakti is the constant and uninterrupted cultivation of all of the endeavors of the body, the mind and words, along with the cultivation of spiritual sentiments, meant exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna. Such devotional activities should be completely devoid of any other desires but to please Krishna, and they should be not covered by the activities which are in search of a reward. That means karma, fruitive activities, reward-seeking activities. And it should not be covered by a jnana, that means the cultivation of knowledge for the purpose of attaining liberation. And it should not be covered by tyag, renunciation, and yoga, and other practices. This is known as uttama bhakti.
Uttama bhakti, real bhakti. But nowadays, so much adulteration are being made in bhakti. Mixture of karma, mixture of jnana, mixture of yoga, so many things. So like a water, bring drinking water. Then there is ocean of water you cannot bring. This is alteration of short, so much you cannot do. or in drains, so much water going on, but you cannot drink. In this way, in bhakti, there are so many mixture of bhakti. Really, they are not bhakti. But in world, in this world, nowadays, especially in Kali Yuga, all the mixture of the bhakti is not going on, in the name of pure bhakti. Like, you know, Srila Rupa Goswami has told, or all acharyas have told like this, that there are three kinds of bhakti. One, pure bhakti, sarva-siddha bhakti. Then, sangha-siddha bhakti. And then, arop-siddha bhakti. Arop-siddha bhakti and sangha-siddha bhakti are actually not suddha pure bhakti. You should define what is arop-siddha and what is sangha-siddha.
Srila Rupa Goswami has, by his closest mercy, defined three types of bhakti. So Srila Gurudev described Swarup Siddha Bhakti is real bhakti. But there are two other things that are known as Arup Siddha and Sangha Siddha. If you want to know what is Arup Siddha and Sangha Siddha Bhakti, first of all, we'll have to understand what is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Then Arup Siddha and Sangha Siddha, they can easily be understood. So Swarup Siddha Bhakti means that activity which itself is entirely composed of the activities of pure bhakti. This is of nine types: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Or it may be of five types: Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vasa Sri Murtira, Shradaya Sevan. Associating with the pure devotee, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, doing Nam Sankirtan, living in a holy place, and serving the deity.
With red eyes. I want that also be straight. And then carefully. Otherwise, Maya will come and Maya will sit on your
eyelids.
Making your eyes reddish. And some may be your
ears.
And then you. So you have. Coming from so distant places. I am coming from India, so long wasted time, may a minute time in sleeping or doing
So, Swarup Siddha Bhakti means nine types or five types or two types, Shravan Kirtan, like this. The activities which in and of themselves are wholly and solely composed of devotional service. Then we come to Arop Siddha Bhakti. The word Arop means to attribute. In other words, the activity itself is not composed of bhakti, but because the devotee is performing this activity with the intention of pleasing Krishna, therefore he is attributing the quality of bhakti to that activity. For example, in the nine processes of bhakti, we will not find farming there. Though someone may be farming and taking the fruits and offering them to the deity, but farming itself is actually not bhakti. So because they're taking the fruits and vegetables and offering them to Krishna, it may be called Arop Siddha Bhakti. It is a general activity, but it has been attributed the quality of bhakti because of the intention of the devotee.
Also you can understand by the example of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was remembering the mantra of Vasudeva Krishna, and he was in estuaries, in thrones. He gave up water, any grain flow, even air, and he stopped his breathing and remembering by his heart, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Oh, this mantra is of Bhagavata. Regarding Krishna, Who is Vasudeva? Krishna. Himself Krishna. He wanted to please Krishna. But for what? For pleasing Krishna or for his self gain? For his sense gratification. That he will have a very big king and kingdom and he will test. Though he was pleasing Krishna by his mantra, but the mode and the goal was something else. So this is not pure bhakti, this is arup siddha bhakti. No connection. Like we are making a score. Anywhere in 64 kinds of bhakti, there is no mention of gurukul, cow, setting anything. Or making a garden for this is all like arup siddha bhakti. But if they can have some link, that fruits of the garden will be given to Krishna. Or the boys will learn something etiquette and they will chant, remember Krishna. And in future there will be devotees. So there is chance something. So these are all arup siddha bhakti, not talent. No kirtan, smaran and all other things. So these are all arup siddha bhakti. Then tanu siddha.
Dhruva Maharaj is a bhakti, arup siddha or satam.
Both sakam bhakti is divided in our distance. Same thing. But name is different. What?
But he is doing Vishnu Smaranam and this is one of the nine.
Not Asmaranam Vishnu. But chanting the mantra only for Krishna, for Vasudeva Krishna. No devotees. His mood was different. Sakam bhakti. Satam bhakti is divided into so many forms.
Then, so this arup siddha bhakti is, it is prone for the conditioned souls in this world to mistake this for pure bhakti. And as a result of this, they do this practice for a long time, but they find that realization does not come because it is actually not siddha bhakti. Then we go to sangha siddha bhakti. This is another type of practice which appears to be bhakti but is actually not bhakti. In Shastra it is written that a devotee has 26 qualities, like that he's brave, that he's poetic, that he's silent, that he's the best friend of all living entities, that he's always humble, and these are the qualities of a Vaishnava. So a devotee thinks that, oh, if I'm cultivating these qualities then it will be bhakti. But these are actually not bhakti. These are considered to be like the Pariva, or the family members of bhakti. One who has devotional service automatically has all of these qualities. But if independently of Swarup Siddha Bhakti, one is trying to cultivate these qualities, this activity in and of itself is actually not bhakti. And it will not bring realization of Krishna. So these three things are there, Swarup Siddha Bhakti, Arup Siddha Bhakti, and Sangha Siddha Bhakti. And the acharyas have defined these things so that we can be very careful and come into the line of Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Because by practicing Swarup Siddha Bhakti, then three results automatically come. One's faith and love begin to grow. One has some realization of Krishna himself. And one becomes thoroughly detached from all material existence. Whereas by practicing Arup Siddha and Sangha Siddha Bhakti, these results will not come. And one will gradually lose faith if he does not have proper association to again bring him into the line of Swarup Siddha Bhakti.
Now I am coming on subject that why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining. First he told that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish Guru Dharma. Then he told that he came to establish Nam Sankirtan. and this is Judy. After that he told that Anarpitacharin Chirag to sprinkle his mercy to give all these jivas. The same thing which was not given for a long time, and that was a spontaneous love. Rag Marga Prachar. Money to give some way how we can have a spontaneous braja prem. He wanted to give. So now he is telling that his main cause to descend this world was to test the highest mood of Srimati Radhika. What was that? For this, he is quoting a stroke of Sarup Mahabharata. Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kirdishah Va Anay Vaswadho Janadhut Madhurima Kirdisho Va Madhiya Sokhan Chasya Madhun Bhavata Kirdisham Vetti Lobhav Tad Bhavadam Samjani Sati Garva Sindhu. Read the translation.
Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Shati Devi as the moon appears from the ocean.
He is telling that एसब सिद्धांत गुण कहते ना जुआए ना कहिले केहू इहार अंत नहीं पाए. He's telling that I want to explain the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. What I have told before, they are not main reason. To preach Nam Sankirtan, to establish Nam Sankirtan, this is the job of Mahavishnu, that was Advaita Acharya. He could have established it. But he cannot preach that Braja Prem, the way of Braja Prem, that Raganuga Marga. He cannot. What is Raganuga Marga? Path of a spontaneous love. He cannot give. He can give up to that established Yuga Dharma. So he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I cannot give this. Please descend. Here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling. Before this he has told that prem ras nirjas karite aswadan rag marg bhakti loke karite pracharan rasik shekhar krishna param puran karun ei di hetu hoite ichha holo. 415
The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus he is known as supremely jubilant, Rasika Shekhar, and the most merciful of all, Paramakarun.
He had also told that प्रेम नाम प्रचारित यही अवतार सत्य यही हेतु किंतु तहां बहिरंग फिफ्थ एंड सिक्स प
I have given the essential meaning of the fourth verse. This incarnation descends to propagate the chanting of the holy name and spread love of God. Although this is true, this is but the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. Please hear one other reason, the confidential reason for the Lord's appearance.
So here he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established Nam Sankirtan everywhere. And he also preached the way of continuous devotion of Vrajapada. But also these are external. Then what is main thing? Main cause? Then he is telling here, oh, all these established tools, Siddhanta, are so secret that we should not discuss in general meetings. Very rare, very rare. But he is telling also that if it will not be given to qualified devotees, then it will go away from this world. What means?
Srila Gurudev is describing that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he is in a dilemma. What is that dilemma? On the one hand, these things are so secret and so confidential that they should not be disclosed, they should not be spoken in public. Yet on the other hand, if these things are not spoken, then they will disappear from the world entirely.
So, I know that this all Siddhants are very rare, very
confidential.
But why I am telling to you the same thing in the line of Krishna Dasgupta? If I am not telling all these things to you because you are senior devotees, I know, and you are hearing from so many years and years. In this council there are so many devotees there who are in ISKCON for 25 years or so many years. So I want that this should not go on from this world. If there are some rare devotees even, they should know all these explanations. Why Krishna Das Goswami is explaining now? अतएव कहीं कुछ करिया नहीं गुरु बुझे रसी के जन ना बुझे मूल मीनिंग 232
All these conclusions are unfit to disclose in public, but if they are not disclosed, no one will understand them. Therefore, I shall mention them, revealing only their essence, so that loving devotees will understand them, but fools will not.
Then he is telling, Esav Siddhant, Hrde Dharye Je Nicha Chaitanya Nitya Ananda, Esav Siddhant Se Paive Ananda, Esav Siddhant Hai Amre Raprav, Bhaktagan Kukile Sarvada Balla, Abhakta Ustre Rithe Nahai Pravesh, Tabe Chitte Hai Mor Ananda.
Anyone who is captured Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu in his heart will become blissful by hearing all these transcendental conclusions. All these conclusions are just like the newly grown twigs of a mango tree. They are always pleasing to the devotees, who in this way resemble cuckoo birds. The camel-like non-devotees cannot enter into these topics. Therefore, there is a special jubilation in my heart. For fear of them, the camel-like non-devotees, I do not wish to speak. But if they do not understand, then what can be happier in all the three worlds? Therefore, after offering obeisances to the devotees for their satisfaction, I shall speak without hesitating.
There was a forest. In that forest, there were several mango trees and also some neem trees. You know, naturally, cuckoo bird will see on mango tree. And they will taste mango. The manjari is of mango. And that is why this is seem very sweet. And other hand, if there are so many mangoes, very sweet, and they are ripe, ripened, very tasteful, sweet, fragrant. Even crows will connect seed on mango. They will seed on naturally. And they will take bitter taste of neem, and they will, if cuckoo birds we call them that you should come and taste like neem, they will never come, never come. You know camels, what is the habit of camels? They always be in lands. No mango trees are anything, only thorns are there. They will not taste anything else. Oh, only thorns. And thorns will make some something. And their own blood will come. And they will test their own blood. Oh, how test. So they are like rest. They will not taste. So he is telling that I am now so happy. My doubts had come. I was saying that they will hear and then they will take some other meanings and they will make mixture. But now I am happy. They will reject this nectar. They will never, they will come and boycott. That he is Sahajiya. He is not all in line.
He is
diesel. Like this. And they will never hear all these things. But the correct devotees who are in good association, initiated by a very high class of devotees, always hearing all these things, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in real process, really, they will have some greed for hearing all these things. How we can develop our transformation to Krishna, Krishna consciousness? So they will hear it very passionately. So he now, out of doubt, oh, I should tell it. Because those who are like camel and crow, they will not come and hear. They will bite. So I was hearing from them, and if they are not listening, they are boycotting, then what harm I should tell them? Otherwise, this idea will go away from this world forever. So I must tell it. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, has written so many things for us. This is our goal. So we must know our goal and then according to our qualification we should select our process or path. So Krishna Das Goswami is telling. So I also never have any doubt. I know that those who are sub-qualified, some greed for Krishna consciousness, real bhakti, they will hear and others will hear and reject. So look up. Otherwise, from world, this path will go away forever. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has made, you know, Krishna Bhavanamrita. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti has Govinda Lilamrita. These are our goal, but very secret. Only for rare qualified devotees. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has followed all these things. He has told all the ways, Raganuga, Marga, everything, what Rupa Goswami and others have explained. He has given all in Jai Gautama.
Anyone can tell, anyone was telling to me that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, never he has explained these things. But they don't know. They are like ignorant. He has published Jaita Dharma about in 20 editions from beginning to end. My Gurudev, he was very strict about this. But he has published Jaita Dharma. What is Jaita Dharma? In Jaita Dharma, everything is. So they have told like this, they have idea. You know that Bhakti Vinod Thakur was Kamal Manjari. You know that Srila Prabhupada was Inayan Manjari. My Gurudev was Vinod Manjari. If they are not following this line, then how they have this name? Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told his name himself. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Who gave this name? Of self-realization it came, and all accepted this. Or Guru Maharaj has told his own name with his own mouth. So if they are not following that line, process, Siddha Pranali, that Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told, it has been told by Srila Rupa Goswami, then how we can. So this is our target or goal. But we should try to follow this from beginning, not from top. This is the thing. That is why for beginners, they have not told that you should follow these things. Ashtakaliya Leela or Siddha Swarup or all Ekadash modes, 11 modes. But if anyone has so much greed and they are falling, oh, they are so lucky. They are not out of line. So here he is telling, अतए भक्त कने करी नमस्कार नियसंके कहे तार हो चमत्कार.
Therefore, after offering obeisances to the devotees, for the satisfaction of the devotees, I shall speak without hesitating.
Yes, so note that the translation of Chaitanya Charitamrita is made by himself, Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada. No? He has written himself. He is reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now he is telling, explaining something more. Krishna vichar ek ache antare purnananda rasaswarup sab kahe more.
Once Lord Krishna considered within his heart, everyone says that I am complete bliss, full of all rasas.
Who is telling? All Gita Jati. Raso vaisah. That Krishna is ocean of rasa. But in the meantime, same time, he is ocean of rasa and he is also rasika shekhar, taster of that rasa. Wow. So he is rasi, rasa swaru, and third, he is giver of all these rasas. Three things. So, Krishna is thinking himself, I am ocean of the rasa. Also it has been told, Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopra jaukisham, janamitram, paramanandam, purna brahma sanatana. Also in Bhakti Lashami Sindhu, he has described all these things. Krishna is ocean of rasa. And in the same time he is a rasi. Rasik means the taster of all rasas. Ama hoite anandit hoy tribhuvan, amake anand dibe aiche kaun jan.
Krishna continued, "All the world derives pleasure from me. Is there anyone who can give me pleasure?"
Because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, he is कोई भी चीज उनसे बचा हुआ नहीं है जो नहीं जानते एनीथिंग इज नॉट
अननोन टू हिम
अननोन टू हिम
अननोन टू हिम ऑल द रसा एवरीथिंग ही नोज बट इन द सेम टाइम देयर आर टू थिंग्स कृष्ण इज वन रस एंड ऑल रस व्हाट इज एक रस एंड अनेक रस Krishna is one rasa. What is the meaning? Krishna is himself rasa swaru, and he knows everything. There is nothing that he does not know. Everything. So he is called in one rasa, that is he. He is knower of all the rasa. That is what word? Oh, Atma Ram and Atma Kam. He is Atma Ram and he is Atma Kam.
Self-satisfied and complete in himself.
But in the other hand, he is also anek ras. There is something in Radhika and all the gopis that Krishna has not that thing. So Krishna wants to taste all these things.
Atmavataras, paravataras.
He knows I am rasa swarup and he is object of the rasa. He has idea, he has some taste that how he can taste vatsalya rasa, dasya rasa, shringara rasa, madhu rasa, everything. But he is object of love. He is not a self. Something that He wants to mix both. What is in Yashoda Maiya and Nanda Baba? In friends. And also what is the mood of Srimati Radhika and all the gopis? He wants to test it. So this is, he tested it in the form of only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is something that Krishna does not know. What is that? That Rudha Bhav. Rudha Bhav means Mahabhav of Radhika. He does not know this. The mood of Radhika. He will explain further. So there is something that Krishna does not know. What he did not know, now he is expression. And for that, he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having the golden
complexion
of Radhika and internal mood of Srimati Radhika. Now he is telling. Amahaite jagate asambhav, ekli radhate tahan kainanubhav.
One who has 100 times more qualities than me could give pleasure to my mind. One more qualified than me is impossible to find in the world. But in Radha, alone I feel the presence of one who can give me pleasure.
In Vedas and especially in Vedanta and Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been accepted that there is no one greater than Krishna. Asamodha tattva, asamodha. Any word?
Krishna is unequaled and unsurpassed.
He is unequaled. But Krishna is telling himself that in whole world none are qualified like me. But only I know that only Srimati Radhika is more qualified than me. And how? He is telling again. Koti kamji nirup yadyapi amar asamardha madhurya samya nahi jar morupe apayit kare trikuvan radha darshane mor jurae.
Although my beauty defeats the beauty of 10 million cupids, although it is unequaled and unsurpassed, and although it gives pleasure to the three worlds, seeing Srimati Radharani gives pleasure to my eyes.
Morupe apayit kare trikuvan radha darshane mor jurae. 243. मोर बंसी गीते आकर्षित त्रिभुवन राधा रचने मोर हरे अमर समान.
The vibration of my transcendental flute attracts the three worlds, but my ears are enchanted by the sweet words of Srimati Radhika.
यद्यपि अमर गंधे जगत सुगंध मोर चित्त घ्राण करे राधा अंग गंध.
Although my body lends fragrance to the entire creation, the scent of Radharani's limbs captivates my mind and heart.
Yadyapi amar rase jagat suras radhar adhar rase ama kare bas.
Although the entire creation is full of different tastes because of me, I am charmed by the nectarine taste of the lips of Srimati Radharani.
Yadyapi amar sparshe kotin dushishatal radhikar sparshe amar kare sushital.
And although my touch is cooler than 10 million moons, I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radhika.
Hey, mat jagate sukhe ami hetu Radhika rup gun amar jivatu.
Thus, although I am the source for the happiness of the entire world, the beauty and attributes of Sri Radhika are my life and soul.
Hey, mat anubhav amar prati bichari dekhe jodi sab dikhari.
In this way, my affectionate feelings for Srimati Radharani may be understood, but on analysis, I find them to be contradictory.
But now he is thinking again. What I have told, that Radhika is guru of Krishna Prem. So come to 11. Krishna has accepted this. What?
The gopis are the helpers, teachers, friends, wives, dear disciples, confidants, and serving maids of Lord Krishna. Sahaya Guru Vasishya, Bhujishya Vandavastaya, Satyam Vadami Te Parata Gopya Kim Me Bhavantina. This is a verse from Gopi Premamrita. O Parta, I speak to you the truth. The gopis are my helpers, my teachers, disciples, servants, friends and consorts. I do not know what they are not to me.
So he is telling that I have read this prem, love and affection in the school of Srimati Radhika and gopis. They are my also teachers of love and affection. They have accepted himself. So now he is telling that one thing is that there is something in me. What is the that thing in me? That Radhika becomes unmatta, like mad, by taking my everything. Something is there. So he is telling that now I also realize this, that what I have told up this, all are like
opposite.
Radhar darshane mori judaye nayan, amar darshane radhar sukhe abhima.
My eyes are fully satisfied when I look upon Srimati Radharani. But by looking upon me, she becomes even more advanced in satisfaction.
He is telling that if I see gopis and especially Radhika, I become so happy. And Radhika is seeing Krishna, and she is becoming also so happy. But if in comparison we will see, then we will see that Radhika
pleasure is
lakhs and lakhs, millions times more than Krishna. Because Krishna is accepting this. So there is something in me that Srimati Radhika sees me and feels so much happiness. So what is in me, that thing? That makes Srimati Radhika so mad. What is that? Paraspar Benu Vite Hare Chetan. More from a Tamalere Koreyan.
The flute-like murmur of the bamboos rubbing against one another stills Radharani's consciousness, for she thinks it to be the sound of my flute, and she embraces a tamal tree, mistaking it for me.
They are also telling that, oh, when I play on flute, all are attracted. Even rivers, even deers,
clouds,
everyone is attracted. But when I hear the sound of, so sweet sound of Radhika, then I also forget to
play
on the flute. So Radhika's words are so sweet. Her songs and dance are so sweet that even I forget to play on the flute. There are so many examples in the Goswami Granth like this. So, what is that? He's telling that something in me that seeing this Srimati Radhika becomes so much ecstatic, joyful, that she becomes mad, totally mad. And more from a Tamalere Kare Alingan. I never become like such that I embrace
Kadambatri.
But Srimati Radhika, some semblance. What? Oh, that tree is somewhat like black. Green, but not actually green. Some blackish.
And Keda Veda.
And also some
crooked
like Krishna. So some resemblance like this. And Srimati Radhika becomes mad and he embraces that. But one thing you can mark, Uddhava is like Krishna. So beautiful like Krishna. Same age. Krishna has given his own Pitambar, garments, everything.
All dress and garland.
His beauty is also like Krishna, blackish.
Same complex.
Gopis are seeing Uddhava, but they don't embrace. But they can embrace tamal tree. So who is doing it? Prem is such a thing. Then they always save gopis. They may be so much mad, but Uddhava they cannot embrace. But trees they can. Even they can embrace their black brain also. They can chastise black clouds. Oh, thinking that is. Then Krishna Alinga Painu. Janam Safal, Ei Sukhe Magna Rahe Vriksha Karikole.
Srimati Radhika thinks, I have gotten the embrace of Sri Krishna. Oh, now my life is fulfilled. Thus she remains immersed in pleasing Krishna, taking the tree in her arms.
Anukul Bate Jati Pai Mura Bandha, Uriya Parite Chahe Preme Hai Anu.
53. When a favorable breeze carries to her the fragrance of my body, she is blinded by love and tries to fly into that breeze.
Tambul charpichi charbit jate jabe kore aspadan ananda samudra dube kichui na jane.
When she tastes the betel chewed by me, she merges in an ocean of joy and forgets everything else.
But what are the reasons? Krishna has no mahabhav, no madana. But Jashoda, Srimati Radhika has that. That Srimati Radhika can enjoy all these things and Krishna can't enjoy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to be like Radhika. So he is telling again, Amar Sangame Radha Paye Je Ananda Satamukhe Boli Tabu Na Paye Tar Anta.
Even with hundreds of mouths, I could not express the transcendental pleasure she derives from my association.
Lila Ante Sukhe Ihar Angir Madhuri Tahadik Sukhe Ami Apana Pashari.
Seeing the luster of her complexion after our pastimes together, I forget my own identity in happiness.
Dohar je sab samarash bharta muni jane amar braje ras sehu nahi jane.
The sage Bharat has said that the mellows of the lover and the beloved are equal, but he does not know the mellows of my Vrindavan.
He had no idea of transcendental braja lover. That he has told, that in Krishna and beloved, beloved and beloved, oh, some equal love, but he does not know anything about this. Oh, anne sangame ami jato pai jato sukh pai tahame tarada sange sata adhikai.
The happiness I feel when meeting Radharani is 100 times greater than the happiness I get from meeting others.
So, in conclusion, Krishna is going conclusion, 261. Tate jani more ache, mute ache kono ek ras, amar mohini radha tare kore bas.
Considering this, I can understand that some unknown mellow in me controls the entire existence of my captivator, Srimati Radharani.
Prabodhananda Saraswati has compiled a slok about this. Vansi karan nipatita skhalitam shikhandam bhrashtam chapi tavasanam vajarajasum jascha kataksha sarghat vimutsutasya tang radhika paracharam ikadarashim. What is it mean? That when Krishna Mahal going in cowherd with lakhs and lakhs cows and lakhs cowherd was. Baldev was somewhat
advanced
because he knew all things. And at that time, Krishna was some behind, taking his cloak in his lips. Srimati Radhika was standing with so many gopis in a kunj behind. When Krishna saw her, at once his float came down from his head. And his peacock feather. And he was at once out of sense and he began to fall down. At that time, Madhumangal was there. He knocked down Krishna. Oh, father is here, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya and all that. So be careful. So he knocked like so. So here Krishna is himself admitting that I have so much happiness to see Srimati Radhika. But Radhika's happiness is lakhs and lakhs
time
more than me. So there is something in me that Radhika becomes a mat. What is that? What is that? I don't know. I want to know that what is in me. But I cannot. Because the thing by which one can know is in, not in me. And what is that? So I have to borrow from Radhika this mode. Then I can know that what is in me. What is like three Madhuri, four Madhuri. What? Ben Madhuri, Rup Madhuri, Prem Madhuri. हम हित राधा पाए जे जातीय सो तहां स्वादिते आमी सदाई पुनु
I'm always eager to taste the joy that Radharani derives from me.
Krishman, that I should be mad for that. To sing by Rup Fish, I should be mad. But I cannot be mad. Why? Because Krishna love and affection is divided in so many fractions. And gopis love and affection is undivided in four. Krishna ka kya hai? Bahunishta. And gopis love is ekanishth. What is ekanishth?
Single pointed. One pointed.
Like you can understand that when Krishna is in Dwarka, when Rukmini was married to Krishna, his love and affection was one pointed and full. But when she got married and came in the Krishna house and he had one child, Pradyumna, then his love was
divided.
Rukmini's love was divided into three. One for Krishna, one for Pradyumna and one for household. Again one son, 10 sons, then divided into 11. And one daughter, then
13.
And Krishna has so many wives and so many children, about from
1,60,000.
His love and affection were divided into so many things. So he cannot be happy like gopis. Never he can. Sei sukh madhurya. नाना जत्न करी आमी नारी आस्वादिते सेइ सुख माधुर्य घ्राणे लोक बाढ़े चित्ते रस आस्वादिते आमी कैलो अवतार प्रेम रस आस्वादि गो विविध प्रकार
I'm always eager to taste the joy that Radharani derives from me. In spite of various efforts, I have not been able to taste it, but my desire to relish that pleasure increases as I smell its sweetness. I have appeared in the world to taste mellows. I shall taste the mellows of pure love in various ways.
Tahasi khaiva lila acharana dwara ekin trishna mor rahila puran vijatiya bhave nahe taha aswadan.
I shall teach devotional service which springs from Radhamag, from the spontaneous love of the devotees, by demonstrating it myself with my pastimes. But these three desires have not been satisfied. For one cannot enjoy them in a contrary position.
Radhikar bhav kanti angikatna eten sukh kabhu nahi aswadan.
Unless I accept the luster of the ecstatic love of Sri Radhika, these three desires cannot be fulfilled.
Radhikar bhav angikat dharitar varna tin sukh aswadite haba avatirna.
Therefore, assuming Radharani's sentiments and bodily complexion, I shall descend to fulfill these three desires.
That is why Krishna is has appeared having borrowed the golden beauty of Srimati Radhika, and intrinsic form of Mahabhava, he borrowed from Radhika. And he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? To test his three desires, especially. And secondly, by Nam Sankirtan, he will give the path of continuous, spontaneous diversion, which had not given for long, since long time. This was his mode of Sri Krishna. That is why he came. At that time, there was time of Yugavatar. And at that time, what was Yuga Dharma? To preach name Sankirtan. So he accepted name Sankirtan, but in a special way. And what was that special way? With love and affection, which cannot be given by even by Advaita Acharya or any Ramachandra, not by any. Then, Nam Prem Mala Gathi Paralo Sabare. What is the meaning? Nam Prem. This is like a thread. And Nam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
These are like pearls.
Pearls.
Jewels and pearls. But given in?
String.
In a string of love and affection. And then he went in Vrindavan, went in south, everywhere, and he preached this thing, Rag Marga, to all through Nam Sankirtan. Thus everything was done. But Chaitanya Krishna is thinking, but when I should go, descend, this was not certain. In the meantime, Advaita Acharya descended. He came to establish Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan. But he found himself that I am not qualified to give name prem. Then he thought that I should please my Prabhu. How I can please him? He read a slok from any Shastra that even some leaves of Tulasi with Ganges water, if I can offer to him and I will call, he must come. And that is why he took some leaves of Tulasi. And then he used to give it to Ganges water to Krishna and call him Krishna. Come on, Krishna. And that is why at that time he descended in the first sandhya of Kali. First sandhya means?
Beginning
of this. It may be that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come later on. But only by the prayer of Advaita Acharya, he descended at that time and he prayed in a role of Srimati Radhika that quickly over whole world he gave this Rag Marga. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not descended, and his associate like Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda has not come. Oh, it was sure that Kalki Bhagwan should have come and cut it all and then suffered him. But in this Kali Yuga, go Prama.
And one thing is there. It appears by these statements that Mahaprabhu came to taste these three different tastes. That means in his aprakata dham, which is called Abhinna Vrindavan, he is not tasting these rasas. He came here, descended here only to taste.
In Braj, everything is there. In Golok Vrindavan.
He is asking in
Mahaprabhu Shweta
Deep. He is testing or
listing
or not?
Huh? Yes, in Shweta Deep, in Aprakat Dham, because Mahaprabhu is there in Aprakat Dham, in his Shweta Deep. This is Abhin Vrindavan in Shweta Deep. If he is not testing there, and then...
They are testing there. But a long time it has been not given to this world. This is the thing. This is... Their one moment is here equal to lakhs and lakhs Kali Yuga and Satya Yuga and all these things.
Okay.
There, everything is there. But what will be of these worlds? How this Jeev will know all these things and practice, and again they will go to Golok Vrindavan.
So main cause is to give it or to taste it. If we say taste it, this means that he is not tasting there, he is coming here to taste.
Here it will be told like this. There is something malice of
language.
Really, it can be told that he has come to sprinkle the mercy to give the jivas the ragan bhamas. Because he is so karun.
So merciful.
But he is also Rasik Shekhar.
Oh no, sir.
He will come here in this Vrindavan, Prakat Vrindavan, and enjoy it.
Maharaj, could I ask a question? First of all, I really commend you for holding a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita and discussing these topics among devotees, because they're very nectarian and they truly nourish the soul. And I thank you so much for holding this class.
Also explain tomorrow about this thing. I have not explained all this.
Explain all this.
Something is behind in this.
But
I want to give this thing. What is our real object? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. We should know. And then we should fix our way. How we can receive this? If you are ignorant of this thing, whole life, always not hearing all these things, how anyone can know all these things? Only this is wrong. But this in process, only very rare person will come. They may hear. But a greed will come to very rare persons. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, descended to give these things. So why we should be
denying, not disclosing?
So we should hear, because we are one of the rare devotees in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes, Maharaj. Now on this very issue, there's tremendous interest right now in the Western world about the feminine side of God, about the goddess, the feminine side of God. And unfortunately, as you have said, Vaishnavas have this reluctance to share about Radharani, which I find silly, to tell you the truth, because we say we must protect Radharani. But Radharani is protecting us. I don't feel she needs protection. She's protecting us.
We are going to protect. You will hear.
But, no, my question is that devotees ought to share about Radharani. There's a tremendous interest today about the feminine side of God. However, there was one major obstacle to people accepting Vaishnavism about Radharani, and that is that these same scriptures that so eloquently explain the feminine side of God better than any scripture in the world, These very same scriptures also say that women are less intelligent. And this statement closes the mind of people to hear about Vaishnavism. How can this contradiction be resolved?
Yes, that is why I told the definition of Uttama Bhakti. Where there is no worldly desire at all. No conception of Strilling and Pulling, male and female at all. For them this is. It is not for all persons. So first we will have to give up all these things. But we should know something about it. But when we will give up all kinds of
dualities,
male, female, everything, and their lust and everything. Only all the activities will be for to please only to Krishna. Then, so we should come in this platform and we should try to know everything on being on that platform where there is no worldly desire at all. Even there is no wish of salvation or mukti even. Even they have passed away to serve Narayan and Dwarkadhish even, Ram even. So high class of platform. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this rare thing. But if you are not discussing something, then it will be vanished from
well,
yes, disappear from the soul and child.
So it is not far off. But I know one thing, that we should consider that there is a iron and
magnet.
Magnet cannot
attract
wood, whether it is pure or
polished.
It cannot attract gold,
silver,
diamond, water, or anything else. Only pure
iron.
Iron can attract. So, in bhakti cult also like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world. He like that
magnet.
So those who are in idea to serve like Narayan, those who have so many worldly desires like Dhru and others, they will go to Ramanuj, they will go to Madhvacharya, they will go to smart Brahmins, they will go to other places. They will come to Christianity. They will go to Bauddha. They cannot come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are not here anyhow. We are so much fortunate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has attracted. So we have some special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By constitution, we have something of that love. Otherwise, we have not attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his life. I know that in this world, whole world, how the population?
6 billion.
Six. And where, how many he has? How many we? He has?
162.
And in 162, only very few are who will understand this. I think very rare. So this is very rare. So we are, anyhow, we are so fortunate. We will have a chance to be in this high class of love and all these things. We are so much fortunate that we have come in the line of Rupa Goswami. We are attracted somehow. So we are more fortunate than others.
And we are fortunate that you came here to Also.
He had dragged me.
Any part you can do?
Give her some cartoon.
Sister, come here.
Yeah. No.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Ananda Gopal Prabhu.
Here. Here. You're here. We got him. Whew.